Welcome to the Seeds Excess Youth Podcast. Now enjoy this inspiring message from our Friday night service. You make me feel so.
All right, guys, what a great night it's been so far. Would you join with me in welcoming Tash Harvey to the stage? So you may have seen Tash before. She actually came and shared at Live Life Loud last year. Fantastic night. She comes along from House Youth with a few of her friends here. Can we give them a round of applause as well? I'm really excited for the word that Tash has for us tonight. And I might get out of the way and just pray for you, Tash, if that's all right. Let's pray. Dear God, we just thank you for Tash. Thank you for her passion for you. We just thank you for the word that you've placed on her heart. We pray that you fill her with boldness. We pray you fill her with your Holy Spirit from head to toe. We just pray, just for more of you tonight. We pray that your name is lifted high. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amazing, thank you. And look at this, like secretly popped up. It must have been the Holy Spirit. How are we going? Doing good? Awesome. Well, I just bring my greetings all the way from Murray Bridge. Who knows where Murray Bridge is? Oh, cool. Yeah, from the House Youth Fam and new name of our church, Lifehouse. We love you guys, even though you thrashed us in footy last year. I don't know if anyone, was anyone there for that? A few people. Yeah, so I think we need to do a bit of rematch, to be honest. I think we need to do like a different type of sport, though. I think we need to do like a spike ball championship. I don't know if you guys know spike ball, but I was at your Easter camp last year. Shout out to Easter camp. Oh my goodness, it was phenomenal. Seriously, if you haven't been, you need to go. And if you have been, you need to go again. So get onto that registration. It was so good. I got introduced to spike ball there and... yeah, we just love it. So someone needs to set that up, I think. But honestly, it's an honor to be here, a serious honor to be here. I think you guys, if I can be bold to say, are one of the best youth ministries in South Australia. I don't know, probably the world, I don't know. But seriously, you guys are amazing. I think you've honestly been a point of stability in a world that has been shaking around you. And so I just really believe that God is doing amazing stuff in you guys as individuals, but as a ministry. Matt, you're doing a phenomenal job leading this crazy thing. Let's give a round of applause to Matt. I know it's a big thing, but just seriously, the anointing of God's on your life, and I'm just so excited just to champion you and the team on for where this is going. So massive honor to be here. Thank you for inviting me and inviting me back. I feel like that's kind of cool. let's get into the Word of God. I know XS, you guys love the Word of God, am I right? I knew it. I knew you did. I mean, I'd probably be a bit worried if you didn't. But who brought their Bible? Okay. Yeah, look, maybe I was wrong. Nah, just kidding. I know you do. You just all memorize the Bible, obviously. You don't even need to bring it. Isn't that the story? Okay, we're going to be reading from Acts 3. So if you didn't bring it, you don't have to leave. You can stay here because it's going to be up on the screen and I'm going to read it. So let's do it. Hey, Acts 3, 1-9. It's about Peter and John. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer at 3 in the afternoon. Now, a man who was lame from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly, somebody should get excited, the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and he began to walk. Then he went with him into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. Come on, somebody. When the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Man, that's a good bit of Bible, but let's just pray once more all together. Father God, we thank you that you've got a mission for tonight, God, that we're not just here to have a good time, although we are having a good time. We're not just here for friends, but God, we are really here to encounter you, God. And I thank you for information revelation. I thank you for revelation. But tonight, God, I pray for some transformation, Jesus. I just ask you, Holy Spirit, by your might, by your power, to come and to do what only you can do. This space is yours. This time is yours. This microphone is yours, God. So I give it to you. I say, come and have your way. Speak your words in Jesus' mighty name. Everybody said, amen. Come on. You awesome bunch of people. All right, one day, I've got a little bit of a story to tell you. Last time, if you were here, I talked about when I was on a moped and I crashed it and it wasn't mine and I'd never driven one and it was really bad. But today is another one a bit to do with cards, but a little bit different. I was in Melbourne and it was a couple years ago for my, like, what was it, like, Bible College, I guess. We were doing a camp over there. And we were raising money to go to the Philippines. No, we weren't. We were raising money for some type of mission trip. I can't remember where we went. It was awesome, though. God did great stuff. We went somewhere. But we're raising money for it. We're doing this thing called tin rattling. So it's actually illegal to do in South Australia. So a lot of South Australians don't know about it. But Victorians are a little bit weird. They like doing stuff like that. So that's what we did. You get like these little plastic mug things. And you go to like a really busy intersection. And you just, as soon as the lights go red, you just run up and down, like on the road, shaking these tins and trying to get some cash. And it actually makes a pretty good amount of money. It sounds really weird, but it's cool. So we were doing that from 8 to 5 all day. And it was tiring as. And I remember sometime in the afternoon, let's say 3 o'clock, because that's what the Bible said. I was rattling the tin. The light had just gone off and I was walking up. Our Bible College leaders, they didn't really give us heaps of information, but what they said is that the one code is that if people don't give you eye contact, then just keep walking. That was like the way of saying no, because they're not really going to wind out of the window and say, no, thank you, I'm not going to donate today. They just like look ahead, even though they can obviously see that you're right there. They're just like, I'm not going to look at you. You know when you're like walking past people in the mall? Does anyone ever do that where it's like the people in the mall like trying to sell you something? You're like, I'm on a mission right now to walk this way. Like, yeah, it was kind of a bit like that was with some people. So we're up and down and I got to this car that was like this big, black, boxy-looking car. And again, Victorians are a little bit weird. I don't think they've got like an issue with tinted windows here. I don't think you can have it over a certain percentage. Anyway, boring information. But this car, like I could not see into the car. It was that tinted. And so as I was coming up to the car, I'm like, what do I do? Like, the one thing I know how to do, I can't do because I can't see his eyes. So what happens if he's looking at me? What if he's not? I don't know. So I just kind of like started to like, I kind of started to slow down. I was just like looking and just waiting to see what would happen. And as I approached the car, the door opens up. And as soon as the door opens up, I'm like, scenes of Taken, if you've ever seen that, start flashing through my mind. And I'm like, I'm going to be abducted. Like, this is really scary. And so I kind of look into the car and there's this like really big, like New Zealand dude who's sitting in the car and he's like, want to get in my car? I kid you not, this is not a joke. I'm not making this up right now. He actually said that. And I was like, no, thank you. And I went to keep walking. I was freaking out, man. And he was like, nah, I'm just joking. My window's broken and I want to give you some money. And then he gave me money. What the heck, man? I was like, why would you do that to me? I was honestly so scared. But I kind of commend the dude. Like, what a legend. Sort of weird legend. Because he had so many excuses to not donate money that day. Hey, like if that was me, first of all, I'd be like, well, my windows are tinted, they can't see me, I'm all good. Second of all, if my window wasn't working, I would have, like, that would have been an automatic rule off for me, being like, I'm not going to, like, I can't give any money, so see you later. But this dude literally opened up the door, cracked a joke, and gave me money. And as I was thinking about that, I'm going to bring this back into something spiritual. Just wait. Peter and John, hey? Peter and John. There we go. Made a beautiful connection there. Peter and John actually had every excuse that day when they were walking through the gate, through the gate of beautiful, going into the temple. They had every excuse to not interact with that man sitting at the temple gate. I mean, he was there. It says that he was there every single day since he was born. So they probably would have walked past that man before. And you know what? They could have easily just made that day like any other and just thought, oh, sorry, let me just talk really deeply with John right now. John, this is a really deep conversation. Just kind of walked past him and been like, okay, let's just go to prayer. We don't need to talk with this guy. They could have easily walked past him. And it even says, like I found it interesting, that it says that he saw them. But then Peter and John, they come up to him and they say, look at me. Which means that he wasn't actually even like looking at him then, and so he didn't even have that pressure of the whole eye contact thing to stop and give him money. You know what? He could have even just chucked him a little bit of money. I mean, that's still stepping out a little bit, but it's a whole lot easier than stopping, making eye contact with a man who has been lame since the very day he was born in front of a church, saying, bro, I believe that today you're going to get healed. So in Jesus' name, stand up and walk. Like that would be a bit scary, but they didn't let that stop him. And I just found it so interesting that they were walking to the same temple at the same time, through the same gate, passing the same man who had the same issue, yet there was one thing that was different on that day, and it was actually what Jesus had done within them. And because of what he was doing within them, they began to act in a new way, and they spoke with new words. They acted in a new way, and they spoke with new words. Somebody say, new ways. Yes. Say it like you mean it. New ways. And now new words. Love it. They acted in a new way and they spoke with new words. They acted in a new way that they actually stopped and they took notice of this man. They made eye contact with him. They stretched out their hand and then they spoke with new words. And instead of just saying, bro, I hope you have a great day, they said, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk, with new ways and new words. And you know what I really believe? I think that in order for us to see something that we've never seen before, we got to do something that we've never done before. In order for us to see something we've never seen before, we got to do something we've never done before. And I really believe that God is calling every single one of us here tonight. I know sometimes when you hear a message, it can just fly over your head and you're like, this isn't for me. This might be for my mate. This might be for Matt. This might be for my leader. But I really believe tonight that God's saying, hey, this is for you. You're not too young. You're not too old. You're not too whatever else. Like, God's actually calling you to step out and start speaking and with new words and acting in new ways. You know what I discovered with my own life is that sometimes I get so used to seeing something the way that it is that I begin to think it's never going to change. Do you know what I mean? Like there's some issues or maybe like I remember there was a time with my dad where he was going through some really hard stuff and I was like, because it's like he's always been that way, he's always going to be that way. And I kind of started to rule off him ever actually changing. And sometimes I think we can have issues in our lives or problems within us, or maybe there's things that we're battling like anxiety or depression, or maybe you've got someone at like who you're close to who's really sick, a family member. We can think, well, because it's always been like that, it means it's always going to be like that. Like, because I've always thought in this way, it means that I'm always going to think in that way. And we can get so used to it, almost just seems like that issue or that person, that pain, that problem just becomes part of the wall and we can just glide past. And we can just walk past opportunities where we could have actually stretched out our hand and seen a miracle happen. We get so used to it that we can walk past opportunities maybe to tell someone about Jesus or to go deeper in a conversation. And tonight I want to encourage you to not walk past those issues, no matter how long they've been there. We have a big God, amen? We serve a big God who is capable of doing mighty and amazing things. And when we call out on the name of Jesus, we see mighty and amazing things. Yes, I understand it can be stressful and it can be scary, but I believe that God wants to break through in your life. I'm not promising perfection. I know we still struggle with stuff, but God loves you, and if you receive Him, He lives inside of you and you live inside of Him. And the Bible says anything in the name of Jesus is possible. Greater is He living in me than he that is in the world. I know I kind of feel like we've only just gotten into the message, but I would love if like the keys and the whole band could come up, because I don't know if you heard me saying in the prayer beforehand, but I'm really not just believing for information or for revelation tonight, but I'm actually really believing that God is going to do some transformation. So I'm going to keep talking for a little bit longer, but I want these guys to come up, because I really believe that tonight God actually wants us to start stepping out ourselves, not even waiting for the next week, not even waiting for the next season, but to actually start making decisions right here, right now, that I want to see breakthrough in this. I'm believing that God wants to do this, and so I'm going to step out in a new way, and I'm going to start speaking in new words over situations that you're battling, over fears, over discouragement, whatever it is for you. I really believe that there is a miracle waiting for you if you're willing just to step out. And I mean, we don't even need to do the hard stuff. God does the hard stuff. He's the one who makes it happen. All we need to do is just ask Him. It's like, Jesus, can you do this? He's like, yeah, sure. Why not? We have a big, big God. New ways and new words. I get excited about both of these things. And the new words is not just a new philosophy. It's not just a new idea or a politically correct statement. The new words that I believe God is calling you to start speaking out is the gospel. It's Jesus. Man, we have news to tell, hey. Jesus actually loves you so much and loves everyone so much that He actually died for you. He could have been like, you know, that guy and just walk straight past. Like, He could have done that. He could have walked past our issues. He could have walked past our problems. He could have walked past us, but He actually said, no, I love you so much that I'm gonna stretch out my hand. I'm gonna come down. I'm gonna die for you. I'm gonna wipe away every one of your sins, past, present, future. I'm gonna make you clean so that we can do life together. So that you can have life, life abundant and life eternal. That's what God, through His sacrifice, has actually made available for you. To do life with Him, to know Him and have relationship with Him. And I think it's all surrounded about that. I wanted to be really careful tonight not to say that we just need to do more and push harder and try to be better. It's not actually about that. It's actually about having relationship with God and understanding that we're not perfect, that we can't make it, that we can't make the miracle happen ourselves. But when we call on the name of Jesus, that's when the miracle happens. That's when we see the breakthrough. And do you know what I think the best miracle is? Do you know what I think the best breakthrough is? We get to have a relationship with Jesus. That is the best thing. That is the best thing in the entire world, that we get to have a relationship with our God, our Creator, who loves us, who made us. That is the best miracle of all, that God actually cares so deeply about you and about me. How about we stand to our feet tonight? I just really feel that God is just going to do some awesome stuff here. Does anyone else feel that? Come on. Love it. Even if you don't, hey, God can absolutely blow your mind and blow your expectations if you're just willing to reach out. So this is probably going to be a bit weird for some people, but in just a few moments, I guess you guys are kind of used to coming down the front and singing all that stuff, and I love it. Awesome culture. But there's like a spoken word that God's put on my heart that I want to share with everyone tonight. And then after that, I want you guys to do something bold. I want you to, if you're saying yes to this, like, yes, I want to start speaking in new ways. I want to start, acting in new ways and speaking in new words and being able to step out and not just walk past the issues and past the people in my life that I need to reach out to and the issues that I need to reach out to with the name of Jesus. If you're actually saying, yeah, like, I want that, I'm going to invite you guys to come down the front and start acting with those new ways. and speaking with new words. And I think we're going to have a good ministry time where we get to pray together and leaders can come round and pray for everyone and start speaking out new words over our lives that we need to hear. You know, the truth of God to counteract lies that we may be believing. But this is the word. It's a call to stand up. It's a call to reach out. It's a call to serve. And can I just say, I think what you guys did today with a car wash is absolutely amazing. Like, that's kind of some of the new ways I'm talking about. Can you imagine, like, the faces of some people, like, what they might be thinking as their car's getting washed by a bunch of crazy, incredible teenagers? They would be like, what the heck are these teenagers, like, doing here, washing my car on a Friday night when, like most people are out at parties and doing other stuff. Like, I actually think it's probably causing people to think, and I'm praying and believing that there's even going to be people who are going to find Jesus because of what you did, because you acted in a new way. And that's what I'm trying to say. When we start acting in new ways, we start seeing new stuff. God is doing some good stuff right now, and he's using you, and he wants to continue to use you further. So this is it. All right, get ready for this. We are a generation that refuses to stay silent. We will not sit back while our world is in riot. In boldness, we march. In courage, we go. We cry out, heaven come. As above, so below, spirit flow. It's great to come. Oh my gosh, I just changed it around. It's time to move. It's time to trust. Stepping out onto the waters, understanding we must. We must go, we must serve, we must reach out our hands to the hurting and broken and those who don't understand, we must stand. We can go in this confidence that we have our daddy's love. Although we are unworthy, we are covered by God above. Jesus Christ, who came down fully God yet fully man, died upon a cross, surrendered just for us so we can. We can come and receive and be covered by God's grace so that we can go and give, knowing the world must see his face. The world must know of the life that God gives, forever sending, ever mending, ever sending so we can live. Yet we're not made to survive, we're made to thrive. But look around you to the world caught up in lies. We know the truth. We've experienced the freedom, but they don't know the difference between love, hate, and religion. It's great to come. It's great to receive. But what's the point of knowing if we don't see others believe? Come on, we are the church, the carriers of God's Spirit. Within us, we hold faith, power, and all that comes with it. We're going to go into the world and witness what we've found. And in Jesus' name, we believe that walls will fall down. We refuse to stay silent while crowds walk the wrong way. Suffocating, masquerading, slowly fading away. We can't forever stop, stand, and stare at the sky, but we'll look around us to the broken, the bullied, the bruised passing by. Come on, we declare a freedom over our generation. We declare over our people life, love, and salvation. The blood of the Lamb will pulsate through this nation, over our cities, our schools, our homes, and our friends. Jesus, we cry, let your spirit descend on earth as it is in heaven. Let your will be done. We are the church, and we will see your kingdom come. If that's your prayer tonight, I don't want you to wait any longer. I want you to come down the front right now as a declaration and as a response that we're going to start acting in a new way. We're going to start speaking in new words. We're not going to walk past that wall any longer, ignoring the issues, the pain, the problems, the whatever else is sitting there, that we're going to rise up. Come on. We're going to rise up with the Spirit of God, walking in relationship and communion with our God. I just really believe that right now God is just going to shake something inside of us. Come on, keep coming to the front. Come close. Let's do it. We're going to worship. I'm believing that chains are going to break, that we're going to be starting to speak those new words over things that we've been struggling with, issues that we've been facing, and maybe God's even been placing on your heart some new actions that you can do, some new things that you can do in your schools, around home, with your friends, whatever it is, I just encourage you, if you're wherever you are right now, just to be opening up your mind to what God wants to say to you and what He wants to do through you. So if you're ready to receive whatever God wants to have for you, can you just stretch out your hands in front of you like you're going to receive something from God? And leaders, if you want to start coming up as well and start praying for these guys, let's just have a real cool God encounter right now. Holy Spirit, man, we thank You, Jesus, for Your sacrifice, first of all. We thank You, Jesus, that we can call out upon the name of the Lord, that we can know You and have relationship with You. And so, Jesus, I just pray for every person right here who is willing to receive, God, whatever You have for them. I just pray right now for an impartation of Your Holy Spirit. I thank You, God, that You are alive and that You're active and You say in Your word, where two or more are gathered, there You are in the midst. And so, God, I just pray right now for a releasing of Your Holy Spirit, for a filling up of Your Spirit right now and a new boldness to arise. I pray for new words and for new ways to start to drop into our minds. God, I pray for any lies that people have been believing. And if that's you right now, you don't even need to put your hand up, whatever, if you want to go right ahead, but you know who you are. If you've been struggling with those things that Matt was talking about with issues and stuff, I believe that God wants to speak new words into those right now. So just open up your mind as we speak. God, I just pray that You'll speak new words into people who are struggling with anxiety, into people who are battling with depression. Right now, Holy Spirit, I just pray that You break every single one of those chains off in Jesus' name, that You'll speak the word of God, the truth of God, that You are loved, that You are created the way that You are because God loves You and He has a plan for you in Jesus' mighty name. Thank You, God. And right now, if you want to stretch out your hands, just outside to wherever it is outside. And I just want us to pray for our friends and for our schools and to remember that it's not just about us in here, but there's a whole world of people out there who need to know Jesus. So let's just stretch our hands out to wherever it symbolizes out. And let's just start praying. Like, I want you to pray as well for your friends, for your families. I don't know their names. You do. Start calling out their names and asking Jesus that He would do something in their life. Father God, we pray for every one of our friends, every one of our family members, God, who might not know You yet. We just ask, God, that even right now that they'll sense Your presence, that they'll sense a calling, God, to know You. We ask, God, that there will be salvation in our schools, in our families, in our friends' lives, in our homes, God. We just pray that Your will be done, God, that You will do what only You can do. And I pray that You'll use every person in this place to go out and to be Your light, to be that torch. Man, what a word from Matt. I believe that's a word for you as well, that you are that torch. You carry that light within you into your schools and into your homes. Man, God is going to use you in a powerful way, God. We pray that this won't just stop here, but You'll do something so, oh my gosh, so deep within us right now that we can't help but be compelled to start acting in those ways and speaking in new words. God, use this time right now. You are not nearly done. Use this time right now as we worship You, God, to continue to speak and continue to move in Jesus' mighty name. We thank You, God.